I didn't handle my responsibility well. I have a responsibility to own up to the fact that I missed the play out there, and I probably missed other plays in my career. But my mindset from here on out is to understand that if a play is missed, you have to find a way to make the next one and to help your team win football games. I live in a realm of winning football games and wanting to win football games. And I think that if you make your plays, that will be the case. So I need to focus more on making every single play.
How do you assess the way you're playing?
I think I play with a lot of passion, and I play hard. Statistically, it hasn't been the wow, you know, that I've had in my career in college or whatever, but I think I've grown every single game. I play with a lot of confidence. I think the defenders across from me respect me, and I want to make sure that I have that approach because that's what it's all about. The numbers will come when the time is right, I feel like. But for now, I need to focus on helping this team win football games and helping, you know, this offense move the chains and do whatever we need to do.
Do you believe the numbers are coming, though? The production that's tangible as opposed to intangible.
I think in due time, you know, I've been getting targets and I try to make more plays than I miss. And, you know, my coaching staff will let me know where I'm going in that direction. I think my wide receiver coach gives me good feedback. And for those that watch the film, they'll coach me up. We have a lot of people that analyze what's going on and they'll talk to me. As a player, when I'm out there, I play with a lot of passion. I play hard. I mean, with the ball in my hands or without the ball in my hands. So that's just how I want to approach it because that's what wins football games.
Doug expressed some disappointment in the comments. I'm curious how you reconciled that.
Well, I respected it because, to be honest with you, I was disappointed in myself because outside of the fact that, you know, our fan base could feel that I don't care about a loss, but I truly do. And I do care about drops. I care about all those things that I was very emotional when I spoke. But the most important thing I cared about that moment was the fact we lost a football game. My mind was racing. I hated that we gave so much effort. And regardless of missed opportunities, we lost. So I didn't want to hear anything about missed opportunities. I should have, to be honest with you, took a step back. And if I wanted to be a professional, understand that, you know, yeah, we did miss some opportunities. I really wanted to win. If we'd have made those plays, it would help us win.
Can you share some of the things that Greg has talked to you about?
My receiver coach, he talks to me about, you know, most important thing is outside of how he talks to me about as a man and a professional in this league, just on the football field, he tells me about, you know, just being in the moment, you know, just feeling confident about every opportunity that comes my way and knowing I belong where I'm at. And this organization, this building, has done a great job to continue to guide me and protect me and to teach me to be who I need to be for them and who I think I truly can be. So I have a lot of love for them, and I need to, from here on out, focus on this building. And I think everything's going to work out that way.
No, sir, are you kind of surprised that, you know, your comments got as much attention as they did? I mean, you're kind of used to that by now.
I mean, this is the National Football League. Some of my comments wasn't a representation of a professional, you know, because, I mean, I apologize, one, for swearing. I mean, I'm not perfect. I've sweared before, but there's young children out there that listen to what we say and respect what we say, and I don't want to give anybody a representation that I'm not somebody that comes from a good household. I know how to communicate. I know how to explain myself, and I let passion and emotion get the best of me that day when I was speaking. But the most important thing is I understand, you know, ownership, especially in this game. This game is tricky. Like, you can be very successful, and then sometimes you can fail. But if you don't own them both, and if you don't believe in growth in both, then you're not in the right place, you know. The result can't be what makes you, you know, fray. You have to have the same mindset 24/7, win or loss. And then in a loss, I should have owned up to would have made more plays. Just like in a win, I should have said would have made more plays. Because that's what I feel.